Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Dean, good morning. Welcome in here to the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hey.
So what's up with Jennifer? What's the deal here, man?
Yeah, I mean, so we went on a date about 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard anything back, so, you know, I figured I'd call you guys. I have nothing to lose now.
Oh, man. Almost 2 weeks. That's not good. Are you hoping for a second date or just looking for answers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely hoping for a second date. She has real girlfriend potential.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then what makes you say that? Why is Jennifer a girlfriend material?
I mean, she's super cute, fun. We have similar principles, which is cool. You know, we had a great time. You know, we both want to make the world a better place. You know, she's just very sweet.
We're totally down for that. Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's all great, but I think I messed things up somewhere.
Well, let's rewind the tape a second here and go back to what was the actual date itself first before we figure out what you messed up, supposedly.
Yeah, sure. So we took my friend's puppy for a walk. I was dog sitting. And you know, we were walking, we walked by a coffee shop, got some stuff, and she seemed really into it. It was great.
Aw, puppies. They make everything perfect. So what's not to love about that?
Yeah.
So do you borrow your buddy's puppy to help you meet girls? Is that the thing?
Or... That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, honestly, not on purpose, but like...
But it's not a bad
fact, I was like, yeah, exactly. Like, this can't hurt. So, you know.
Dean and Buster, I mean, picking up chicks at the park. Here we go. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so did anything come up that may have, like, turned her off or changed her mind or anything?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I've thought about it. I mean, she teased me for getting decaf coffee. but, like, I mean, if I have regular coffee in the afternoon, I'm up all night. So I was like, there's no way this is happening.
Yeah. I can't imagine that was it. I'm sure if she was teasing, I'm sure that was just... joking about you being an old man or something. Oh my gosh, decaf, Grandpa, yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, like, we decided to walk him again. So, like, you know, I texted him, texted her twice, but, you know, I just never heard back.
Dang. You ready?
I'm just going to have to clear it up and figure out what's going on. So hang on a minute, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Here we go. Time to call Jennifer. Dean, are you there?
I'm there.
All right, dude. Here we go. No holding back now. We're calling.
Hello?
Hi, is Jennifer there?
Speaking, who's calling?
Hey, Jennifer, this is Cosmo and Cat Show, and we have a segment that we want to bring you on the radio for real quick. Do you have a minute?
I'm sorry, what is this for?
It's for, we have a relationship segment on our morning show on Y107. You remember your date with Dean a couple weeks ago?
Oh, it was cool.
And Dean was cool, yeah. Good date, fun date. Got some puppy time.
Yeah, I mean, we walked a dog, and I mean, had coffee. I'm not home enough to have a dog, though. I mean, I love hanging out with them.
Okay.
Is there some reason that you haven't called Dean back or haven't gotten back with him?
Dean's a good guy. We're just not really aligned in our belief system.
In what okay. way, if I can ask?
How so?
Well, I'm a vegan sexual.
What'd you say? Vegan
a
sexual?
What?
I've never heard that.
I'm a vegan sexual. It means, like, I only date vegans.
You only date vegans.
Vegan sexual. I'd never heard that before. Okay, so I'm mm-hmm. guessing then that Dean is not vegan?
Oh, no. I mean, he actually says he is, but he's not vegan enough for me.
Okay. What makes you say that?
So, well, we went for coffee, and he ordered a honey nut cluster. And I'm like, I asked if it was agave syrup in the coffee. And he said, no, it was real honey.
Okay.
So
that's kind of vegan.
Fruits and vegetables, counts on bees to fertilize plants. It's hypocritical not to eat the honey, which is a byproduct of all that.
Dean, hello, is that Tim?
Yes, that's Dean.
He's on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Howdy.
Are you even a vegan?
I mean, yes. Come on, that's so nuts.
I'm really confused because real vegans they don't eat honey.
I mean, I am a real vegan. The honey is the byproduct of the fertilization of plants. I mean, okay, maybe this is just an agree to disagree situation and we can still walk the dog.
So because he eats honey, you don't want to date him. He's not vegan enough for your vegan sexuality.
Honestly, I don't think he's vegan at all. I think he just like made it up so that he could go out with me.
Ah,
yeah, it's that's not true. But you know, guys, I think I appreciate you for trying. I think
yeah.
I'm just gonna take the L here.
Wow, you and Buster can meet some more girls over there at Stevens Lake Park. Have some fun.
Yeah, go get Buster. Pick
yeah,
him
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up. Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar. This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.